Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Bill, can you give us the scores?
Very tight. Roy, 3. Helen, 3. Jordan has 2.
Okay.
What? Are the stakes really that high?
Oh, I know.
Life or death, Jordan.
Oh, my
life or death.
Gosh.
All right, Jordan, you're in third place,
yes, so you're up first. I know
the clock
that.
Will start when I begin your first question. During an interview with ABC News on Wednesday, President Trump said he would accept damaging information about an opponent given to him by blank.
Foreign power.
Right. On Wednesday, Republicans and Democrats rebuked the White House for an $8 billion arms sale to blank.
Saudi Arabia?
Right. This week, Nevada became the first state to ban testing potential employees for blank use.
Drugs?
Marijuana. Close enough. On Wednesday, President Trump unveiled a redesign for blank.
Oh, Air Force One.
Yes, a Florida man busted for drug possession insisted that the cocaine police found wasn't his, even though they found it in blank.
His hand?
No, even worse, in his nostril. On Thursday, all of the cases filed in relation to blank's water crisis were dropped.
Flint.
Right. On Sunday, blank won his 12th French Open title.
Nadar? Wait. Rafa Nadal.
Yes, Rafael Nadal. After $10,000 in repair costs for one man's MacBook and multiple trips to the Genius Bar, Apple employees discovered blank.
That he just didn't turn it on?
I'm going to give it to you. They discovered that the screen's brightness was just turned too low.
What?
Apple care.
At least a dozen Apple employees were brought in to try to repair the laptop's broken screen, which remained dark despite everything else in the computer working fine. They replaced several key components. They even provided a replacement laptop that after a few weeks had the same problem. It wasn't until a month later that a technician discovered the laptop's brightness was all the way down. The owner says he can't wait to use it for the 2 weeks until Apple stops supporting it and forces him to buy a new one. Bill, how did Jordan do in his first round of Fill in the Blank?
Jordan was unbelievable.
Ooh. Thank you.
You got 7 right out of 8.
Oh, thank you.
For a total of 16 in the lead.
Wow. Well done. All right. Mm-hmm. We have flipped a coin, and Roy has elected to go next. So, Roy, fill in the blank. Following emotional testimony from John Stewart, the House Judiciary Committee approved funds for blank.
For 9/11 people.
First responders. Very good. This week, protesters and police clashed in the streets of blank over a proposed change to extradition laws.
Hong Kong.
Right. On Wednesday, it was reported that the suspect in the shooting of Red Sox star blank was offered $8,000 in cash to do it.
Who would shoot Big Poppy? That's crazy.
I know.
David Ortiz.
Exactly right. This week, the town of Rockport, Indiana, swore in their newest police officer, whose last job was blank.
Sweeping out the jail.
No, the drummer of the band Five Finger Death Punch. On Thursday, the FBI said it was investigating why several American tourists have died while on vacation in blank.
Dominican Republic.
Right. Hadestown and the Ferryman were the big winners at the 2019 Blank Awards.
Tony.
Right. Police in England said they'll have no trouble tracking down a drug dealer who left a giant bag of cocaine in the subway because he also blanked.
He was wearing there was one cocaine story where he was wearing a shirt that had said Coke on it.
No. In this case, they tracked down the drug dealer who left the giant bag of cocaine in the subway because he also labeled the bag with his name and address. Manchester, England police.
There are a million stories in the Cokehead City.
Yeah. Manchester police posted about the find on their Facebook page, saying that in addition to the cocaine, the bag also contained about 25 pills, several white rocks, an electronic scale, and one of those little name and address cards that says, if lost, please return to your local drug dealer. Bill, how did Roy do in our quiz?
He got 5 points, 10 more points, total of 13, second place.
All right. So how many, then, does Helen need to win?
She needs 7 to win.
Here we go, Helen. This is for the game. On Wednesday, former White House Communications Director Blank agreed to testify before Congress.
Sean Spicer?
No, Hope Hicks.
Oh.
U.S. defense officials say that it's likely that Iran was behind the attack on 2 blanks in the Gulf of Oman.
Oh, oil tankers?
Yes. This week, 10 states filed a joint lawsuit seeking to block the $2 billion merger of T-Mobile and blank.
Sprint.
Yes. On Monday, a helicopter crashed onto the roof of a building in blank.
Manhattan.
Yes. After being pulled over by police for driving 105 miles an hour in a 70 miles per hour zone, a teenager in Canada told officers blank.
He had to poop.
That's exactly right. He ate too many buffalo wings and had to get home to use the bathroom. With a Game 7 victory over the Boston Bruins, the St. Louis Blues won their first ever blank.
Is it hockey?
Yes, it's the award that you get.
Stanley Cup?
Yes, very good.
Oh my God, I can't believe I knew our sports
thing. To lower wildfire risks, utility company PG&E announced a plan to cut power to over 20,000 customers in blank.
California.
Right, after almost a year of restoration work costing over $1 million, a newly restored 19th century ship in Germany went out to sea and blanked.
Sank.
Right.
Oh!
They ran into a cargo ship and immediately sank. Historical restorationists have been working on making the 150-year-old ship seaworthy since early 2018, so they were understandably thrilled when they watched it finally head out to sea, immediately steer into a cargo ship, and sink. The contractors say it's possible that enough of the ship can be salvaged to do another restoration. But all of that's being put on hold while they finish restoring this really cool hydrogen-filled blimp. Bill, did Helen do well enough to win and impress her parents?
She got 7 right. She has a total of 17 and 1. Yeah! Gives her the win!